So without further ado, our first speaker of the day is a named partner at the law firm of Spalding, Nichols, Lamp, and Langlois. She practices in the Houston office and represents schools of all sorts, independent school districts, charters, and junior colleges. She advises her clients on an array of matters and has significant experience, including in procurement, contracting, and construction, making her well qualified to talk to us today about donated property in school districts. She did her undergrad at the University of Louisiana, Lafayette, in the college, and was selected during that time as the College of Liberal Arts Outstanding Graduate. After that, she attended law school and graduated summa cum laude from Loyola University in New Orleans. At that time, she was also honored as the top graduate for her class. Please join me in welcoming Sarah Langlois.
Good morning. It's a great to be with you guys today. I will say I'm a little intimidated because I am so used to speaking to rooms full of facilities and construction guys. And so speaking to this prestigious group is a little intimidating. I want to thank Chris Gilbert, who served on the committee, the selection committee, for nominating me for this topic. You might be looking around and going, where is Chris? Well, I'm thanking him even though he, according to Facebook, he is in Fairbanks, Alaska. I don't know who would go to Alaska in early February. I don't know if there's some First Amendment conference there that he just couldn't miss. But nevertheless, thanks to Chris. Also thanks to my work spouse, Corey Rush, for giving me the idea of the best part of this presentation, which we'll get to in a second. And then finally, I feel like I'm at the Grammys. And then finally, thank you. Finally, thank you to TASB. You'll see for much of the presentation materials today come from their most excellent resources, both their model policies as well as model regulations. So today, I'll be talking to you about a much lighter topic than the conversations we had yesterday. Although they were excellent, I felt like they were very heavy. And so those were more, you know, the law school, college, doctorate level courses. Welcome to pre-K 3, where there's not a single case law cited in this presentation today. But we are going to be talking about the legal implications and issues that can arise specifically in the context of donations to districts and to teachers, and specifically with the omnipresent crowdfunding issues that we have been dealing with. And so what we'll talk about mostly are best practices to avoid the issues that can arise and to help to ensure that good deeds do, in fact, go unpunished. So it seems that crowdfunding is everywhere these days, from formal campaigns, things like GoFundMe, to I've seen, you know, just casual Facebook posts, Amazon wish list, all of those kinds of things, including, you know, lots of social media posts just with teachers asking their friends and families to help, you know, clear the list of their necessary classroom supplies before the start of the school year and then throughout the school year. As you may already know, there are fundraising platforms that are specifically dedicated to school-related campaigns, things like Donors Choose and Living Tree. And I just did a quick search this morning on Donors Choose to see what are people asking for, right? It really runs the gamut. Things from, you know, biology equipment, specialized tables, to one even had things for a list for Takis and Sour Patch Kids, and soccer equipment, and, you know, all of these. The one that really caught my attention was flavored coffee to combat fatigue and help my students stay alert in school. So if you would like to, somebody in the Houston area is asking for that, if you want to go on Donors Choose and contribute to the flavored coffee ambit. Okay, this is the best part of my presentation, thanks to Corey. this is, the crowdfunding practice is so widespread that, of course, it's being spoofed in this great show of Abbott Elementary. And in the scene that we'll see, teacher Janine is making a video to post online about her supply wish list. And of course, Principal Ava has some advice for her with her crowdfunding.
Oh, yeah, I can help you make your video.
Really?
Yes, this is what I do. Well, you're also a principal, so.
Yeah, but this is my art. I write, I edit, I direct, I do the music, I lip sync.